The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 7th of November, December 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And you on Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry on our Wednesday Man Down mashup. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
It's always good to be on your show, Erin. Good morning to you and your audience. Today's a good day.
It's a very good day.
It's a very good day, and I'm celebrating it here with you, and I'm excited to hear what we're going to talk about today.
We can talk about you today, sir.
You talk about me? What do you want to talk about me about?
Happy birthday. Don't watch that.
I don't remember being born, so I'm not sure if today is, in fact, my birthday. Because you know I have an acute memory. I can remember most things, if not everything.
Yeah.
And I just don't remember being born.
I like it. First topic of the day, this boy say, can you trust government records?
Yeah. And I have a story that my mother told me when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she found me by Lake Kalani.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, on the airport road.
Uh-huh.
In some type of reed basket. Right. And that my sister, in fact, is one who brought me to her, and that some kind of officers were chasing after me, and they didn't want they hid me and they grew me up. I'm actually adopted.
The great Chicchani hunt of 1976.
Yeah,
I remember that. I mean, I don't remember it, but I remember remembering it.
Someone else's newspaper.
Yeah. Someone else's memory.
That's possibly why I can't get my passport straight. But yeah, but all of that. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope you have a good one.
Yeah, man. Did I tell you the story when she changed my name?
No, tell me that one too.
Yeah, she changed my name from Moses to Cecil.
It rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah. I look like a Moses.
I mean, but you sound like a Cecil.
Yeah. But that's why I don't even use my first name anymore. I just go C-A.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ka.
You can tell us how old you is?
Who? But how can I tell you how old if I don't even know? I don't remember being born.
How old they say you is?
But them buggers is liars. I don't pay attention to liars.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
That again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get accepted.
Yes.
It's some things you just have to accept.
I don't know. It is what it is.
You don't have to accept the gifts. You can give the gifts to me.
Do I get gifts? My wife is trying. She's trying. She's giving me stuff.
Yeah, I don't want none of that.
I never had gifts. Oh, confession. I never had a birthday party. In my life.
What?
Never.
For real?
Never.
Man, look, I got to go call the farmer.
That's okay.
You got to go organize
I tend to work on my so-called birthdays.
Well, that's a mark of a true...
I never had a birthday party.
That's a mark of a true Bahamian man.
Yeah. I got
to
go work.
If work needs to be done, they could go do it.
Yeah, I got to work.
Celebrate birthday when you're dead.
That's how I look at it.
Absolutely. So today is our Man Down Wednesday.
Yes.
We're still waiting on our guest.
Yes.
Ian Munnings.
Ian's supposed to come in.
Ian, where are you?
Yeah, I guess he's on his way. He always have traffic.
Ain't no fun just mashing one man down. You can mash multiple man down at a time.
I was going to have a quick response for that, but I said no, it's kind of crude for the early morning radio.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. But listen, today is our mashup day. Mm-hmm. We talk in current events.
Yes.
What's in the news?
What's in the news?
We open the lineup, let people call in.
Yes.
We'll talk about what's in the papers today, what's been in the news over the last week. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Those numbers again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. So the first story I have in my notes, Mr. Nuri, for today.
Go ahead, man. What are you talking about?
It's from way across the world.
Yeah?
Indonesia banned sex outside marriage in new criminal code.
I have no problem with that.
No?
No. I said let these countries be able to make laws for themselves and govern themselves. They have their own issues. And if you go to Indonesia now, and if you go on Dark Alley, even on the main street, you can get any kind of young person strange things and to do. So they realize they have problems. That country realized they have problems, and sex trafficking is a serious problem there. So if they got to make some strange laws in order to protect children, in order to protect young women, in order to protect young boys, I say let them make their laws. I find that us people in the West always dictating to people, saying, oh, that's ridiculous. Let them survive.
You know, I found interesting in the article, it says that all the political parties agreed, right?
See?
But just because political parties agree don't mean that the citizens actually agree.
The citizens vote them in. More likely, this is one of those buzz things where the citizens dictating. That's why all of the parliamentarians say, okay, I support that too. They won't get voted in.
More like they all get voted out. Hmm. You know, that's not the same thing as voting the party in, voting the party out.
Mm-hmm.
That the whole moral authority thing comes into question
mm-hmm.
when you start voting parties out versus voting parties in.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's going to happen here? Because I see it as an attempt perhaps to also control sex tourism in the country, right? Which is a part of the, that sex trafficking obviously is a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You think something like that will ever happen here?
That we have sex tourism? Why not?
No, I mean, we have sex tourism.
Yeah.
Our entire tourism industry is built on selling sex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you all read Plantation and Plantation to Paradise, Culture and Tourism in the Anglophone Caribbean by Dr. Ian Strawn?
And they had a sex scene inside that?
No.
So how you get sex? You're confusing me, man. Just now, you just said...
It's a book. It don't have a sex scene in it. It's a book.
It's a book.
Details the development of tourism, not just in the Bahamas, but in the region as a whole.
Okay.
And
they mentioned sex inside it.
They mentioned that a big part of our tourism industry has been historically selling sex.
And Ian Strawn wrote that, the doctor?
Yeah. It's a very good book.
You got a good look for that.
Yeah.
Especially how they talk about sex like that.
I mean, that's not the part we're really interested in. But still, you think it's possible that we'll do that here?
What, have sex tourism?
No, that we will make sex outside of marriage punishable up to 1 year in jail.
Outside of marriage? A different culture, man. We Christians. Christians, we expect to have sex before marriage. That's in the Bible.
Right, because then that's why the penalty for it is right there clear. We know you could do it.
Yes. Yes.
Be ready to get what you can get.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was a really, really interesting story, man. To think Indonesia, because the tourism industry in Indonesia is not happy about it at all.
Mm. I wonder why.
Because a lot of single people travel to Indonesia, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah, they have a problem. Yeah. And Western people take advantage of developing nations a lot. And I'm sure the government is understanding and appreciating that. So they tend to make these draconian laws in order to protect the citizens. I remember in Swaziland.
Yeah.
Right. The king there made it illegal for women to or some benefit for women to save their virginity to a certain age, or you have to keep your virginity to a certain age. But and everyone's up in arms in the West and said, why would you police a woman's sexuality? Right. And his response was, we have an AIDS epidemic here inside our country. What is wiping us out? So if I'm able to legislate that people could be abstinent longer before they get an age of consent, right? I can save a generation. So it might be draconian to us inside the Western world, but certain countries need to make decisions that is best for them, make laws that is best for them.
Absolutely. We got a couple of texts coming in. So we're talking about Indonesia. Texter asked to just let them know what we're talking about again. So found a story. Indonesia bans sex outside marriage in new criminal code. It's very interesting. The tourism industry is up in arms about it, especially with the recovery of the tourism industry in Indonesia after the pandemic. And I just thought it was an interesting story, particularly Cecil's position on it, which is, you know, perhaps if you're looking at it from a Western gaze, right, from the Western side of the world, it may look odd. But if you place yourself inside Indonesia, you know, first of all, they got the right to do it. Second of all, perhaps it's about protecting the citizenry, right? Here's a text. I agree with Cecil. I recently thought about Lee Kuan Yew's law banning spitting on the sidewalk.
Yes.
When we talk about it, we speak of it in our own context. What you mean you can't even spit now? Mm-hmm. But he passed that law for his context. Mm-hmm. His people were probably spitting everywhere, every second, till there was a disgusting buildup. His law made sense for order mm-hmm. in his country. Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't saying every law is for good, but spitting? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. I got another text here. Good morning, texter. Aaron, they also need laws for homosexuality and lesbianism. Also, what do you think? 10 years for this? Dear texter.
I please someone poking the bear.
You see that, eh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wish y'all would focus on protecting children from grown, crusty adults that don't seem...
That ain't important to them.
You know.
That ain't important.
They don't care.
They will police people's sexuality.
Absolutely. As opposed to protecting young people from sexual perverts. Yo, carry on. Another text. Got a text for you, Mr. Nuri.
Yeah.
He said, since we're talking about law and order, mm-hmm. when it's your birthday, it's the law that you must give out your number.
What number is this?
Your birthday number.
Yeah. 56501. Oh, sorry.
I tried.
Yeah, there you go.
So we got our guest co-host joining us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Munnings.
Well, this is Smackdown today. I'm gonna let you know that right now. Right?
You ready? Eh?
I'm ready. And I got CA here, so it's two of us against you right now.
And it's his birthday.
Listen.
So you got all the angels on
it
his side.
It ain't a birthday like CA birthday.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
So what you bringing to the table this morning? I got a couple stories.
No birthday cake. I mean, they have a whole cake store.
But he got a Johnny Cake Factory.
Yeah, and he ain't bring nothing.
He ain't bring no Johnny birthday cake.
Listen, you know my boy, I'm trying to watch you eat for the Christmas now.
That's okay.
You know your boy, them, they ain't trying to get too fat.
That's okay.
If you had said that about me, I'd agree.
Mm-hmm.
But he could tote. He could take food home. He got people to eat cake.
I get people to eat cake.
There you go.
Yeah.
They love cake.
Especially Johnny Cake.
Well, right, you know we're the best in the business.
I understand that.
All right, so
we got
a call on the line. Good morning. I sorry we lost you dead. Quick, call back. All right, got a text here. That's a crazy law in Indonesia. They are going to have to build a hell of a lot of jails. Also, plenty women and gays are going to be unfairly punished as a result of this. Yeah, that's something like you, because you cannot get married, that means you cannot have sex at all.
Then look for migration. I mean, people have options these days. If something is not suiting you where you're at, then the option is to move.
Just leave your country.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Just pick up
those move. People do it all the time. I've seen persons leave without having any sort of real plan.
Yeah.
Without setting up any infrastructure, anything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They just basically just move.
They just get on a boat and go.
Because
the country is intolerable. The country cannot tolerate them, right?
Definitely.
They may get killed.
Whatever it is, they decided for them, that's not best for them and their children or whatever else is going to come behind them. For their happiness and their peace, they migrate, they move.
And safety, like security, like...
I think he's talking about the immigrants who are moving from the south.
I know he ain't talking about them.
Hold on.
And they coming to the Bahamas.
Yeah, they need to come this way.
I listen to them.
But what we didn't take into account is we have a lot of Bahamians
mm-hmm.
post the COVID situation that have left the Bahamas, what we call sneakingly, in the Bahamas term,
sneakingly. Illegal.
No, we call it sneakingly.
Yeah, true.
They left the Bahamas, whether they went to the Americas or they went to Canada, and they took up residence now there. They're not coming home, whether they took up asylum there or whatever they did. This is the question we have to ask. are Bahamians migrating other places?
No.
And the question will be, why are they then deciding to migrate, and what numbers are they migrating?
I get you. But
all these anecdotal type things, man. I need to see statistics.
It's the SCA.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
How you doing?
Yes, you invited me to call in to talk about crypto, but Cecil, I am with you with this. There are only 2 days I prefer to celebrate, the day I was conceived and the day I find out why. In fact, the day they claim that I was born is the day I buy other people gifts. I just bought my brother one. I don't appreciate the birthdays too much because it really didn't make sense to me, and it still doesn't. I don't remember when Christ celebrated this, but you invited me to talk about crypto.
Yes.
Currently in a couple of trades right now, and if anybody online trading, they could probably take my symbols and run with it, GDP, USD, buy it now. Ethereum and Bitcoin, sell them because they're correlated pairs, and you can make some money right now. Market's open. Thanks for taking
No, hang up yet. What you doing Wednesday? Next week Wednesday. I have a free show. What you doing next week Wednesday?
Oh, probably, yeah. I'll be seriously at work somewhere else. Oh,
okay, because I was going to invite you for 10 o'clock. For 10 o'clock, and we'll talk crypto on Wednesday.
Yeah, I can call in for about 10 minutes or so, but crypto is here to stay.
Okay.
Bitcoin and Ethereum and all those, you know, they may have trouble, but the crypto is for real. It's not going anywhere. And like I say, you know, it's really sweet, man. I could send you $20, $100, $500, and I'm not taxed by government. And I think we're moving away. You know, we're going to move away from it because people are going to find the right way to do it. And Sam Bankman, of course, he was on a good wicket, you know. If only he didn't get... Anyway, did you know they left all the vehicles that they were driving at the airport soon as the crash? If you were at the airport, you could have probably pulled away with one. Keys were in the cars and all.
They pull a Maycock?
They pull a what?
Sorry, I was referencing an old legend that I heard about a man named Maycock Senior, who disappeared on a dock, leaving a car running with the door open.
But they did pull a Maycock then. I mean, but
there
they turned engines off, but, you know, they do well to get out of town. But when he started opening his mouth, we're going to have this Freedom of Information Act publicly known, because he's going to call probably names in order to not go to jail. You know, that's the way America do. They wait, and then they say, now let me know what you did. And, you know, the Bahamas, we actually passed a law. We actually made legislation to make it easy for him to do what he did. No other country did that. They think they call it the DARE Act or some garbage. He was able to find a loophole in that act, and there you go. I'm looking for it, too.
The thing that interests me most is the point that if all of the transactions that are being investigated took place within the blockchain technology, that suggests that we can we can ultimately determine everything that happened and where every penny or every token went.
Or where it currently is, because everything is tied through a hash. When a blockchain is, you know, when one block, it takes about 10 minutes to make a block. When that block is formed, that block carries with it the previous hash number. And when the block after that is formed, that block carries the previous hash number. So we could, you know, who wants to see the money could see the money. But he needs to now touch it.
Ah, okay.
So find him and get that key and bring him to me.
Yes, sir. Can you do us a favor and leave your number with the producer, or would you prefer just to call back in on Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll call back in. You know, we don't need too much attention here. Eh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you very much, caller.
I tell you, crypto and this FTX is a good conversation, and we get to talk about it next week. I know we've been planning to have a conversation, but our guests keep on canceling on us,
yeah,
and we keep on postponing it. So,
you know, like the caller said, people who are involved in this world, who are working in this space, are constantly working. The markets are always open,
mm-hmm.
and it's sort of difficult for them to find time, right?
Yeah, carve out time because they're busy working,
right? And to schedule, you mm-hmm. never know when you're going to be on call. Or when a decision needs to be made, you know?
Yeah, but I still think that there's a need to have a Bahamian narrative, a Bahamian conversation on what happened to FTX, and a Bahamian narrative of cryptocurrency and the future and how it applies to the Bahamas.
Not just that, not just a Bahamian narrative, but there needs to be a space carved out for these conversations, right? There needs to be a constant conversation. The same way we get radio shows, the crypto Sphere, the crypto center, those crypto stakeholders, if we're going to create a center in the Bahamas, then the first thing we need to do is to carve out a communication space, right?
And mind you, I tempted to talk about it in the next hour. Let's see where it leads. And we still continue to mash down. But if this conversation put up, we'll talk about it.
I'm of the view like Warren Buffett. I like the tangible things that I can touch, resources that I can see.
Yeah.
I'm not too much of the digital and the cryptocurrency. Yeah. When we go in the world of crypto, then we go into the world of Bill Gates. He owns the data, they'll own most of the pride, the money is going to come from it.
Mm.
So I'm not going to go in a fabricated world where I'm going to give you what we call the exchange of our hardcore currency to give it to him. For exchange that he gives me these digital kind of currency. For me, I saw this movie happening prior from this even happening, and we were having a debate board about it to the farmer's market where we normally hang.
Mm-hmm.
And when it took place, the guy called me and said, you got to be a guru because everything you said, just the way you said it, is the same way it happened.
Mm.
But I was trying to figure out who are the guys that are there that couldn't see this movie happening before it happened. That's a good question.
I mean... It smelled like the 80s. I could smell that in the air.
I saw it.
We saw what direction.
I knew
a number of behemoths were concerned about cryptocurrency in general. And then, of course, there are behemoth specialists that say there's no need to concern. Money is inside this and allow them to teach us the market.
Yeah.
And now with this FTX fallout, there are a number of behemoths who say, see, I ain't never going into that. But there is a need to define or distinguish between cryptocurrency and, of course, digital currency
right.
like our sand dollar, and how there's a need for such to be implemented in the Bahamas.
Right. Also, a constant distinction between what is FTX crypto sphere
tokens.
And what is the crypto sphere outside, right, of FTX.
Yes.
It's two separate things,
mm-hmm.
right, that we're talking about. But absolutely, and why the need to why the push to digital currencies, right? And why the need to embrace digital currencies,
mm-hmm.
Despite your own personal feelings about it, how will the country run, right? I went on the show with Lester Cox. Lester Cox had this great metaphor analogy: the country is like a train, right? It needs to move at the pace of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be on the cutting edge of anything. And I said to Lester, look, your job as the thinker is to drive, the entrepreneur is to drive, right? Maintain the speed. We have to move at the pace of the world. My job as an advocate, as a human rights advocate,
cautious.
Is to make sure that as many people as possible can hold on to the train.
We get onto the track.
Right. And if people fall off, that we picking them back up.
Mm-hmm.
And travel with
them
caution.
Right.
Travel with caution.
No. No, not at all.
You could be on the train, but
no,
you have to.
His job is to drive it. His job is to generate the speed. Push as hard and as far and as fast as you can. It's the job of other parts of the train to make sure that the people can stay on it or mm-hmm. can connect to it. Don't dampen the potential. Don't dampen the speed, right? But the consciousness, and be conscious that not everybody could handle that speed. And it takes extra work.
Let's look at the Middle East. Let's look at places like Dubai.
Yeah.
Let's look at the vision of the Saudi prince and the things that he is bringing to that particular part of the world that no other part of the world has. They're going to create the line. They're going to create this new, look like a ship or something like that, with a little over 60,000 passengers.
Oh, you mean the turtle-shaped ship.
Right.
Yeah.
And they had the palm. They had the world. They had all of these different things that they're creating in the desert. Creating that to be the number one tourist attraction in the world when it's completed, when the oil has dried up. The future of any nation, of any country, resides in the imagination of that country or those persons in that country. We have to be able to envision what we see the Bahamas as futuristic. Because I had an idea. We are in sports. Why all of these islands that we have that are vacant, we could create now a not just a sports and a wellness island, but create the facility where international person come where it snows and all these adverse weather and stuff.
Yeah, well, I know
could
that.
Come there.
I
no paparazzi.
That.
No et cetera. Only person that working on the wellness of the island.
I know about that.
This is real talk.
I hear you. But no.
This is the future of the country.
No.
This is where you have to look at it.
You need to find a new future.
You so pessimistic, Mr.
We spent, We spent over $100 million.
Listen.
Almost on a baseball stadium. That's not completed.
Yep.
That's not completed.
Oh, hold on, pause. You say, how much?
We closed to 100 million.
Okay, pause. Let's go to this telephone call.
For a $10 million stadium. Okay. It's still worth 10 million.
Hey, the last game ain't finished yet. Yeah, so right. That's why it's close to 100.
Hold on. Dear caller, you on the clock. Guardian Radio AM mashup. Still there?
New we on your guest?
Yes,
I can hear you now.
How you do?
Yeah. Whatever you do, the caller who called about the crypto, get somebody. You know, you can't talk about, with all due respect, right? I hear him. I can follow him through the muddleness and the muck about trading and this and this. These are like buzzwords. If we are to talk about cryptocurrency, digital assets, the bohemian opportunity for the Bahamas, what happened with FTF and FTX, what is happening with other exchanges around the world, you do not use the usury mindset. It's like saying, this guy eats at McDonald's every day, so we should have him talk about how McDonald's was created and how they developed their business structure, their franchising, that they in fact are real estate companies, not a restaurant. We need to have a reasonable and sensible conversation. You know, I may not be the best there is, but I'm well aware of what blockchain and Bitcoin is. Haven't been involved with it since 2010. I built, designed tokens, blockchain modifications, back offices, everything.
Okay.
And so how you talked about what happened, and, oh, if you get a wallet and give me his hashtag. What he's saying sounds like complicated, sounds like intellectual food. But every single wallet has two keys. The wallet that was issued on the layer on top of the FTX had its own set of keys. The offline wallet, the direct wallet, have their own set of keys.
What does that mean in terms of our ability to follow the money?
No, right. You can follow the money, right? But first, let me explain to people what the key is. No. You create a wallet.
See, Alan, we don't have time for all of that.
Okay. I'm saying
the key is what you need to be able to get into the wallet and touch the money.
No, yeah. The key is where you lock it. Where
yeah.
You create the code for you utilizing it. But you have a public key for people to find you. That's like saying, here's my phone number. This is how you send money to me. But that's not how you unlock the wallet.
Right.
So when you start talking about FTX, FTX, the problem is not the fact that you don't even know what wallets belong to FTX, the millions of wallets that could be out there. You could follow them. You don't know what to have. You have to reconstruct at the beginning of the blockchain. However, the server for which we have yet to get, for which the United States is demanding access to these servers on Amazon and Dell and all around the world. That's where the secrets are. That is where we should have had the ability to seize, because those people were operating both in the Bahamas and from the Bahamas.
So in actuality, you're saying without the server, we basically can't trace the money.
There you go.
Okay.
And so you can't find the corruption and anything else that has happened. What you have is, remember, when you went to FTX, they give you one of their wallets within their system. This is why part of the fraud that happened was you place an order for say, Bitcoin.
There's too much, C. Allen.
No,
it's too much, C. Allen. It's too much. You got to break it down.
I'm breaking it down for you. This is simple.
What you're telling me is simple. The key alone is not enough to access the information. I need to be able to have the server too and the key at the same time.
No. You need to have the key. The key could be offline. That's a wallet, like the same wallet in your pocket. They have nothing to do with my business. But when you come into the business, like when you have you use the sand dollar, you put your fingerprint on the phone. Right, and then it generates a QR code, and when you present the QR code, that's how you send the money to them, and the people who receive the money have their own.
Yeah, all of that. Look here.
That's simple.
Mind you,
we're now talking about the fraud.
When
right?
Mind you, fraud is a harsh word to use, especially how the United States can. And even that, the United States to this day has not labeled it as fraud, nor misappropriation.
Because they don't have the server.
And no one has the server.
Because if nobody...
So you cannot be ascribing things to people because you believe there's corruption.
So nobody has the server, and they do not have direct information that there was an illegal transaction that took place.
So don't accuse us being such.
So again, that means that money that is there, the imagination money, that can be anywhere in the world. And then you don't have the server, so you can't see the money.
But the truth is, we need to have a bohemian conversation. The conversation we are having now is a global conversation on what FTX did or should not have done, and what is cryptocurrency, but still not a bohemian conversation as what is the way forward for us in this crypto environment. What is crypto exchange and how it should look for Bahamians or the Bahamas? That conversation is not being had. What went wrong and how can we correct the issue? And this is the conversation I need to have, because there's a number of narrative happening, right? You hear about Dell Tech, you wonder how that impacts the Bahamas, right? You hear about how many accounts they have and the bank account there. How is that interpretation of it, that analyzation of it impacts our credence or our rating in terms of global people looking at us and say, okay, they're a good constituency doing wonderful things.
There are one or two things we can take in consideration. We're going to go to Kukala first.
Yeah, let me go to Kukala. Good morning, Kukala.
Good morning, Ayo. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
And good morning, my good friend, Mr. Nuri.
Blessings to you, inshallah.
Well, you're too dread, boy. You're too dread, boy. I like what you're doing, man. Get that 2 hours in there, because you're all this real, real talk show people, man. You know what I mean? The caller, I mean, the last guy who was making a comment a while ago with the thing. You know what, how long are you saying, just let's worry about the Bahamas, I mean? And he did, right? Be worried about everybody else besides our own people. And our people suffering, while other people living good and things like that. You know, and this is what we need to do. See, nothing good is going to happen in this country until we get rid of the Moses crew. I'm not saying, I ain't saying kill them.
No,
we
no.
need to put them in retirement. All of who analog and thing, all them people who they keep bringing up, these old analog people, we need to just retire them, tell them go home and take care of the great grandchildren. Because they're living up our time. The young people never have an opportunity in this country.
Yeah.
See, and that's why they keep making the same mistake with the same two parties. Bringing back the same people, the same old dumb ideas. Aren't these young people so talented, man? I mean, hey, you got kids 8, 9, 10 years old. Smartphone savvy. But we still just call our people homophobic, xenophobic and dumb. Thinking the agents could come here and call. He wasn't talking to me. He's talking to people who was working in the financial services, dumb, and our finance minister.
Yeah.
You can't go to nobody's country and say them kind of thing.
I agree.
Look at what the One Ocean Club and Sanders said to our people. That's just wrong. If it was Ingram with the prime minister, that would have never happened. They would never do that on Ingram because no problem never play. They try to apologize. See, nobody comes to the Bahamas because they like us. They come to the Bahamas because we are a stable country. We are in the center of the North and Central America. Everything can either pass here or stop here. We can make our money anyhow. But it's so much greedy, so much reeling and dealing, so much undermining, so much cutting. That's our problem. So we need to clean the whole entire system. You know, we need the new people in this country to carry this country forward. And time taking my call, brother.
Absolutely. We need a... We need a new dispensation. We need to stop wrecking our own ship. Morning, caller. You on the Wednesday mashup?
Morning. What qualifications these people all have who come on like what qualifications they have from universities to say they can speak on blockchain technology and crypto and all that? I just don't know.
Well, we haven't had anyone on as yet. Right, I personally want to have a conversation, a bohemian conversation,
yeah,
on what cryptocurrency means, what it should look like for the Bahamas. Not necessarily about blockchain. I don't want the technical information because I can Google that myself. So I don't need to hear definitions or anything like that. The gentleman who called earlier has a business that involves him in this environment, this crypto environment. So when I invited him to come on, I want to hear his experience of what he is currently doing. So when you say what qualification he has hands-on experience. And then I would have applied my bohemian concept of where I see the Bahamas in the future to that. And question number is, where do you see the Bahamas? Why do we need this? Why are you entertaining this?
See, I understand where you're coming from, but you know, the other day when we was having this whole COVID and the pandemic and all that, it ain't going nowhere, but Dwight brought on Dr. Fauci. You know, let's bring on some experts to speak about this, because I don't feel like this guy who y'all have come on all the time, know what he talking about.
Caller, which guy do we have come on all the time? Are you talking about C. Allen Johnson, a behavior?
Yeah, C. Allen Johnson.
That is free to call the radio and calls the radio and offers his opinion, not as a guest, but as an audience member?
whatever he calling us, bring on someone qualified. These talk from a competent authority type, you know, standpoint. Bring on someone qualified. That's all I said.
All right, but I can't restrict him. You're welcome, caller. I just need you to understand we can't restrict him from calling in and offering his opinion, right? Like, the most I could do is say, see, Alan, I won't cut you now. I can end the conversation.
The thing is, Aaron, is that the conversation about cryptocurrency, I think we're giving too much wind to it. This is not just happening here to the Bahamas. This guy was influential in his doings and in his delivery in the U.S., all over the world. The thing about it is that if they can't get the server like he indicated, that means that you don't have that brain to understand what exactly happened. So if they don't have that, then he hasn't committed any crime. We can only speculate and tell such time. But if they do not have that in their hands, it's clear to say that the movie has already been cut. And man gone. It's just reality. It's a white-collar crime. There's a thin line between it. And we know that when persons do it, there's just slaps on wrist.
I mean, that's an interesting perspective on crypto. I think that's why it's important to figure out, I say, from Cecil's perspective, what crypto means to the Bahamas.
Right.
You come in from a perspective of you don't even believe it's real or viable. I think it's viable.
I'm a Warren Buffett kind of guy. Give me the tangible thing. You got some sugar, you got the salt, we can trade some of them. Give me that.
You don't have enough imagination to trade crypto. That's what happened to you.
Dubai had the imagination. That's why they're building the line.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that when we get back from the break. Boy, producer, that's some sweet music. Because imagine you live in the Bahamas, where both slow land for me.
We come in. The Bali on.
The radio, but they on Bay Street yet. And I don't know who let them on Bay Street.
Oh, it's a mashup.
Let me finish. Sir. Can't run with my producer, though. We're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue this conversation. You've been on the clock. You'll be right back.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This
is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back. You're on the clock and the Guardian Radio AM mashup. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read through these texts and we're going to get back to what I was trying to end the segment with. First text, the problem with crypto is that it's being used as an investment rather than a currency. Plus, it has no financial backing. Another text, good morning, Mr. Ian Munnings. His voice sounds exactly like Luby George. It's unbelievable. Dear Texter, for real?
Yeah, actually, a couple of people I was going to ask him if he's Luby George's. I noticed that.
Wow, I don't hear it at all. You all hear the government workers striking today. Which ones? The teachers? The ones who say they got about $1.5 million in back pay over 20 years? Happy birthday, Mr. Newry. Another text. Public and private keys, often referred to as key pairs, are decades-old technology. They are used to encrypt data. Two-key encryption, okay. All right. Good teachers are able to relate to people at whatever level they're at. Get those types of guests, ones who don't speak in knowledge riddles. Mm-hmm. Well, it's important to understand that just because you're an expert in something doesn't necessarily mean that you're an expert in communicating that knowledge on various platforms or in various ways, right? That's important to note. Not true. The crime, if there was one committed, was traceable. Cash, moving it, was not true. The crime, if there was one, was committed with traceable cash, moving it where it wasn't authorized to be. That's in response to the question of whether a crime occurred. Another text, you need the server to locate the distribution of the assets and where they are, if any, are left. You don't need the server to know that misappropriation has occurred, violating the law. Because you can't find the purse with monies and jewelry the robber snatched doesn't mean he didn't commit a robbery. Thank you, Texter. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Green. How you doing, Bob?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Right here, Sparks here. You got some junkanoo in there to you for a while.
Yes, sir, there is some junkanoo in the air. It's that time.
Yeah, it's getting in. The closer it gets, the more afraid I get because I was really, I was hoping to get down there to celebrate my 64th junkanoo parade, excepting one junkanoo parade I remember missing. I was in Doctor's Hospital, that one. And all the rest from 1968.
What can stop you from going there this year, Sparky?
To be honest with you, not complaining, but I have a very, very difficult back problem that's been plaguing me for years now. But it's gotten a little worse, I guess, as I'm getting a little older. In fact, no longer than today at 3 o'clock, I have a doctor's appointment to try another program. Yeah, I have something what they call college.
Don't mean to be rude.
Degeneration. I think you mentioned it one time that something happened to you between the fourth or the fifth way to Bray.
No. I'm sure I didn't mention that. But Sparky, I got to move it along a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Anytime I come on, you got to move along.
Oh, boy, Sparky, I'm getting mashed down in the studio, and you taking my time to mash these bay up. Hurry up now. Hey, sorry about that. Good morning, caller.
Caller, there is talking away so long with you on your.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm holding. The reason why I called, right? When Seattle was speaking, right?
Yes.
And the other person or persons was speaking also, it sounds as if as though they were rowing and you couldn't hear
what Seattle was saying.
Anybody was saying.
I got you.
I don't think you should have allowed that on your show, Aaron.
Well, you see, I'm trying to rustle them down.
One. you let one person speak at a time. And
yes,
then if one person don't want to speak at a time, then you shouldn't have them on your program.
Thank you, Brayman.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You all hear that, right? Okay, then. There you go. So, Mr. Munnings, before we went to the break, the point you make about imagination, I am there with you, right? Because imagine a country like Dubai, who's building islands, right? Imagine that the Bahamas is attempting to partner with Dubai to build our tourism product, when the Bahamas is the place where both slow land formation and rapid land formation take place at the same time. But we go into Dubai for advice on tourism, while Dubai came here and figured out how to build islands, right? I agree with you. It's about imagination. That's why the conversation that Mr. Newry wants to have is so important, right? It's not just FTX. It's not just cryptocurrency and digital currencies, but it's what is the Bahamas' role, right, in this new sector, in this new part of the finance sector, and what does the Bahamas need to do, not just to participate in it, to be on the cutting edge of it, to stay ahead of it, to dictate it, not allow it to dictate to the Bahamas. And that's the, you know, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to say something. That's the point. The question of the viability of cryptocurrency, whether it's real or not, right? The text has said, look, it's not supposed to be about investments. It's about supposed to be about payments, right? For the Bahamas, becoming a crypto center is not about whether we're going to lose by investing in crypto. When you become the center, right? When you become the person that offers the facilities, the regulator, no matter what happens, you win. Unless there's malfeasance, unless there's corruption, you win. People come to play, you collect taxes.
And I want to piggyback on that. And this is why I think that the Attorney General got so upset or so defensive. Like a number of persons said, why is Ryan Pinder so defensive when he spoke his 28-minute speech regarding where the Bahamas stands or regarding FTX?
Yeah.
Is because we created a particular act to govern, to shepherd, make space for a particular environment. And this act, the DARE Act, right, has checks and balances in it.
Uh-huh.
Now, and then we have behemoths who are criticizing that and say, oh, and this is what was damning and vexing for behemoth to say FTX came to the Bahamas because the Bahamas has no laws and they believe that they can get away with certain things. Now, this is something that you can say in the barroom. This is something you can say into the barber shop, the hair salon.
Uh-huh.
But this is nothing that you say to international forums and people about yourself, right? It's just as bad as when the former prime minister claimed that the Bahamas has corruption here, right? I take exception to it. I think that we had the brightest, the best and brightest in our securities commission. And I find the speech, especially when regarding the opposition, especially regarding those who call in the talk shows, I found it offensive. Because I think that the best and brightest was governing it. And that what happened with FTX could have happened or did happen. And let me put it that, it did happen around the world because they had different branches and firms around the world, and they were able to manipulate the systems without checks and balances. And I think that because we put in a particular DARE Act, that we were better off for protecting ourselves.
Right, absolutely. I think one of the indictments I would put on the government, who I think ultimately attracted, right, encouraged the,
yes,
the business, is the lack of understanding that everybody in the Bahamas,
yes,
needs to know what the move is.
Yes.
Right? Everybody needs to know what the impetus is. I was most disappointed in hearing commentary from young people talking about this idea that we've been conked, right?
You know what, Aaron? You want to save that for the next half of the show and then continue to take them? Because I know we want to stay on what's trending, and then we start talking crypto, and we ain't come off it yet.
Absolutely. And I won't talk John Canoe.
And let's talk.
And I won't talk Cable Bahama.
So what I'll do is I'll share half of the show, my part of the show, talking John Canoe and Cable Bahamas, and then we conclude with crypto at the end, so we don't go back and forth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mr. Munnings, stay right there. I got some mashing up for you. I'm glad you come today. I like this talking, man. No, I like it. I don't mind when it gets contentious. You know what I'm saying?
CA, I'm just going to sip my tea.
Sip your tea.
We got to throw these ideas in the air and not be afraid of where they fall down.
So I'll start my part of the show with that. So okay. Give you the opportunity to row and mash them down.
Ah, there you go. I love it. Thank you.
There you go.
How hospitable on your birthday.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No, it's 11 o'clock. Go ahead.
We got to go to the break. When we get back from the break, we're going to continue the On The Clock Guardian Radio AM Wednesday Man Down Mashup with Cecil Newry, Ian Munnings, and Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.